In this section, we discuss the key things managers ought to consider when structuring and introducing flexible work options for individuals and their teams. If you're a manager, the chances are that you or your team members will have worked flexibly on at least an ad hoc basis before. After all, many workplaces have an open policy on the access to flexible work, at least on an informal basis. However, managers can often find it tricky to know when and how to introduce flexibility on a more regular or fixed-term basis for their teams. The common concerns are, when does a flexible work arrangement become formalised? And if one person in the team wants more defined or regular flexibility applied to their work, what's that mean for the rest of the team? And what are the realistic options? And can I say no if I don't think the flexible work option is going to be workable? Well, first and foremost, all managers should be aware of the flexible work guidelines or policies that exist in their workplace. And if you're not sure what's standard, then seek out more information through your own leader or HR team. Note that many workplaces have contractual or legislative requirements that need to be followed or at least consider introducing flexible work arrangements. So what are the flexible work arrangements managers can consider implementing for their people? Well, there's lots of possible ways flexibility can be introduced, and really you're only limited by practicalities or your own willingness to experiment and come up with a solution that works for everyone involved. Therefore, there's no right or wrong way of doing flexible work. A few common examples are part-time working, working from home, flexible start and finish times. When considering the best flexible work option for you and your employees, there's three fundamental things to consider and understand. Number one, what flexibility does your employee need in order to meet their own needs or objectives? Many people request flexible work for all sorts of reasons, like caring for others, due to challenging commuting times, for health reasons, or simply just because it allows them greater autonomy over when and how their work is achieved. As a manager, it's important you understand your employees' flexibility needs and work with them to seek out ways to facilitate a solution. Number two, what is the team impact of new flexibility arrangements being introduced? How can they be best designed and leveraged to suit the wider team if possible? What are the upsides, of course, and how might any downsides be overcome? This includes any internal or external stakeholders that may be impacted by the flexibility change. Number three, the key to exploring flexible work options for your people is being open-minded and being reasonable and willing to give something a go before you rule it in or out. Good flexible work arrangements are good for business and individuals. Increased productivity, greater work-life balance, and higher levels of engagement for your employees can ensure you retain your talent. So customize a solution to meet both parties' needs, and we encourage open communication at all times and reflect and review how it's working.